What's up, guys? Another bonus episode here from Jake's. Just hanging out.
Sports and Spirits, by the way. Jake's Sports and Spirits. You know, just in case you're trying to find
fucking
everything.
Technicalities.
I thought you said Sports and Spoons there for a second.
We do have spoons.
That's awesome. Everywhere should
have
spoons.
We do have spoons.
I guess not everywhere.
You know, speaking of spoons, I saw one of those Facebook things today where it's like, use your A for, the first letter of your first name and the first letter of your last name, and you'll get your costume.
Oh,
or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine told me it should be a sexy spoon.
Nice. I did a long one. It said I was the White General of the Damned. It was a very long one.
That's not funny.
No,
that's
it's
actually
not.
Really cool.
Why did it have to be the White General?
I don't know. That you could go with the White Armor. You don't have to be
racist
about it.
No, it said General.
It.
Of the Damed. But it was just because
generals
you had to go by
had
first letter,
generals had
second
armor
letter,
in the Renaissance.
Birth date, and then middle initial.
Interesting.
Some of them are crazy.
The one I did with Scott, I did the same one Scott did, and I was a sexy tramp. So I'm like, so I'm just a hooker?
Oh.
Just a hooker.
Yeah, in that one I was a sexy bungalow.
Sexy bungalow?
Bungalow. Bungalow, like a place where people sleep for the night.
Huh.
I don't get it either, but
a sexy place where people sleep at night.
Well, on
it's
that one
hot.
Quiz, some people were getting a sexy sexy. What the fuck is a sexy sexy?
I don't know.
I'm a sexy sexy. What are you looking at?
You got a
the
dick
little
on
bitty
your chin.
Spider on
the mic stand.
The mic stand.
Oh, I see it now. Oh, look, there he goes.
What? Where?
Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Does whatever a spider can.
Hey, it goes
can I get more money?
Actually, it goes perfectly into last episode.
Thank you.
Oh.
Speaking of being scared of spiders.
Yeah, can we kill that thing already?
I'm not scared of that spider.
Yeah, that one can't
I
scare
actually,
me.
I am. It's scaring the crap out of me. I can't stop looking at it now.
It's on my mic stand. Haha, she saved him.
Why would
and
you
if you can't smell
it?
That smell, obviously they've already started smoking the meat.
Ooh, that smell.
You know what that song's about?
Can't you smell
tell me
that
you know what
smell.
That's, tell me you know what that song's about.
Weed?
No, that's about a lady's hoo-ha.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, that's why he's thinking about groupies. He's like, can't you smell that smell? Hey. The smell that's around you.
So, I'm going to continue that it's about weed because that sounds better for me.
Well, there's like this whole, there's a few weird songs. Like there's this one where this guy's singing about waking up with stains on his sheets. And it's about taking heroin and trying to jerk off before you go to bed.
Huh. All right,
wow.
So on that note.
It's an old song too.
I feel like people might be kind of confused considering the fact that, there's a female voice out of nowhere there.
They might have heard it before.
Well, they've heard her cackle in the background, I'm sure.
Yeah, she's never actually talked on the cast.
Oh, that's right.
That
one episode was scrapped.
Was lost.
It wasn't scrapped. It was, lost.
And
that's
so,
a good way.
We
still
got to
search people.
Are we on USB or are we in?
No, we are definitely on USB.
Okay. Did that podcast go to the underneath? Or the upside down?
The upside down.
Yeah.
God damn it, Sean, you fucked it up.
Yeah, but okay, they still
can't
know
wait
what I mean.
For season two.
So anyways, this episode we have my fiance Tabby with us.
Hello.
Hey.
Welcome to your nightmares.
She says hello all nice and sweet.
She's quite the opposite.
I'm not. I'm very sweet.
Sometimes. Nice. As long as you're not one of the kids.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. We're not going to get into family drama out here either. That's all we need. Marital dispute on the podcast.
Yeah, we
oh, no,
go
I'm just
with
saying the
things.
Kids are a pain in the butt.
I have to agree with that.
That's the joy of children.
Touche.
That's
that
what
meat
they do.
Smells really good.
Yes, it does. He just
sit right next to the smoker.
It's the best place, plus right there next to that plug-in, right?
Everything we have is going to smell like smoked meats for the next like 6 podcasts.
No.
It smells so good.
It won't really, but that would be cool.
Anyway.
So I'll just be craving barbecue every podcast.
Oh, this is going to be ridiculous, this entire podcast. We're going to be like, we're talking about something and we're going to be like, meat.
Yep. Well, if you guys stick around for a little bit on Saturdays, the.
Dude, if I had money to stick around,
yeah,
I'd stick around.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, the tailgate plate is, it's really cheap today.
Just because we have our mics set up here doesn't mean these guys are going to love us and give us free food for any reason. We're not that popular.
Yet.
Yet.
No, we won't be.
They
ever.
Do. They do enjoy me here. So
that's surprising.
That sounds dirty in a way. They enjoy me here, and we're talking about smoked meat.
I'm just
do they enjoy
the
your
away.
Smoked meat?
Yeah, I'm just here every day cooking the night away.
Wow. Are you pissing in the pickles?
No.
I sure
Why would
not,
I
want to
ruin the pickles?
We all ate the pickles.
I know, we all did. I even had when it, well, I almost threw up.
Plus, pickles are my favorite. Well, yeah, because you waited 2 hours.
The fish was pretty entertaining. Yeah, they're much better fresh.
They are much better
no,
fresh.
No, it's because of the dill pickle in it. It's definitely the pickle.
But the longer you wait, the more pickly they are.
Sometimes the people we go through, this company will run out of certain things, so they'll have to send us substitutes. One time, the pickle chips, they ran out of those that we get, so they sent us the ones that are just specifically meant for, like, topping your burgers, like, that are the weird,
yeah.
solid green pickle chips.
Yeah.
And we were making fried pickles out of that for a while, but it wasn't the best.
I wouldn't
just,
imagine.
Yeah, they're just burger chips, so.
Pickles are nasty.
Oh.
Nasty. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it now. You just don't like pickles in general.
No.
Oh, I love
them. I don't like cucumbers either.
Ooh. Oh, I love cucumbers as well. You just skin the cucumber, you just cut it up, just sprinkle a little salt in there, bite by bite. And some ranch.
Yum.
Not a salad guy, huh?
No. I like salad, I just don't like cucumbers.
Or ranch.
Thank you.
He does like semen.
The baby gravy.
I'm not even going to comment. It is a gross.
So anyways, we haven't even...
Male ejaculate.
Random.
Right? Yeah, we
actually,
even,
I said
what?
That
in
one of our first
ejaculate?
Casts, so that would be an oh. Easter egg from our, one of our past casts.
It's such an Easter egg, none of us even knew.
Actually, I did, but nobody pays attention to me. See, this is my life.
Pretty much.
Hmm. All right, so since I feel like a ghost, let's talk about urban legends.
My nickname in high school was Ghost Tits. No,
joke. Now it's just tits.
Ha.
They're not ghost anymore. They're actually there.
So
sorry, that was a joke from the movie last night.
Yes, it was a movie. We watched it on Ghostbusters, but we're talking about urban legends, right?
Yeah. Hey, that might as well be
Did
an urban legend,
Did you guys watch
right?
Ghost Heads?
No, we watched Ghostbusters.
Oh. The extended edition.
Oh. It's at 15. My house, so when you drop me off, I can let you borrow it, because it's his.
Yo. Yeah, because I had to get that. I was like, oh, I want to see what it is. Additional, and it was great. But anyway.
But it's missing, I don't know, it's good, but it's missing some jokes that I really enjoyed, and I'm not going to get into that. But, so.
Salty parabolas.
They took it out.
Hey, once you pop.
That's it.
Don't make me pop you in the face.
Whoa.
Ooh. Violence.
Boom. Damn right.
Bringing the lady on board, and all of a sudden he's like, I'm a tough son of a bitch.
She'll pop you in the mouth, too.
Well, I believe she would pop you in the mouth before you would. She hits me, I'm hitting you.
I didn't know there was a TV, two TVs out here. I didn't even
notice
that.
Yeah, sometimes when the Broncos are playing, it's just...
It's been college football.
Well, yeah, it's Saturday.
Nobody cares about college football.
That's not true.
A lot of people do.
Well, I don't. Right,
I don't.
I get it. Yeah, sure, they're the future of the NFL, but I just don't care. When you watch a team blow another team out 64-24, you're just like, this is lame.
So there's this road here in Colorado. Called
Straight back onto subject.
Yes, goddammit.
Forced it in there with a shoehorn. Yes.
We're kind of limited on this episode,
he
remember?
He forced it in like his cock.
We're kind of limited because Sean does have to go to work.
Yes.
Not that he has to go far. He has to go a whole 10 feet.
Yeah, and I'll be a couple minutes late. I don't give a shit.
I know, but still.
Why were you late? I was out back.
Right? I had to finish.
Of all days, he shouldn't be late.
No, it's okay. There's nothing going on right now.
It's called Riverdale Road.
Yes.
Have you guys heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
I had to slap you.
Why?
Because
anybody
from our neck of the woods has heard of Riverdale.
Well, yeah.
It's a long stretch, a lonely, scary road sometimes.
I don't know if it is anymore. I haven't been on it in years.
They got a lot of
it's
golf
got
courses
a lot more stuff
by.
On it. It's always had a golf course on it.
Oh yeah. There's,
Riverdale Golf Course has always been there.
They're trying to build some houses up around the area, too.
Yeah, that's new. There's a lot of new development up there, but some of the mansions have always been there, which is some of the urban legends have to deal with some of the mansions.
Right.
But What things have you guys heard from that scary street or road?
One thing that I actually tried to do was me and a couple people went out and we actually tried to see if we can see those handprints pop up. I guess little kids' handprints show up sometimes near the railroad and a couple other places. And so we just tried to see if we can get any handprints on the car, but there was nothing.
Nothing?
There's a couple others, but I'm not sure.
What tactics did you use?
Oh, we slowed down. We stopped for a while. We walked around. We just left the car there and walked around. And
you didn't put anything on the car to, you know, get handprints on it?
Well, it's a dusty road anyway. So, yeah, there was and nobody I know goes through the car wash right away. So there was plenty of buildup for handprints to be left. I'm sure somebody could have wrote, "Wash me" on the windshield.
Oh, okay. It's one of those kind of cars.
Yeah, the once, you know, every like 2 months, they're like, I guess it's time for a wash.
Neat. Yeah, mine hasn't even been washed in like 3.
Well, and if you live around here, you get really dusty sometimes.
Sorry.
Timmy's choking to death.
Sorry.
But yeah, nothing really changed. Nothing happened.
You got anything stories about that road, sir?
The only one that really stands out that I can remember other than the handprint one he was talking about, which is kind of a one that supposedly happens in several different places.
It happens in several different places in Colorado and in the states in general. I've heard stories in Wisconsin.
Usually it's near railroad tracks and they're trying to push you over because
a school bus got nailed, something like that.
One time during the Blair Witch.
What?
Handprints in the tent.
Well, that was more or less like a bunch of children attacking the tent from the outside. It wasn't just handprints.
No, it was a joke. It was a bad joke.
But no, the one where you're supposed to park in like a certain spot and a jogger is supposed to come running by. You're supposed to hear the footprints run past you or whatever it is.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. Oh, on Riverdale Road? Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's that one.
And pretty much most of the ones on Riverdale seem to be, you know, the typical ones that people have just heard and replaced it to
Phantom
another place.
Headlights and stuff like that.
Yeah, that one. I've never seen that one, but it would be very interesting.
I've actually had car driving towards us with their headlights off. We flashed them and then they followed us, but that's just people being stupid.
That's a classic urban legend right there.
Yeah, they come.
No,
and
wait,
cut
they
your head
flashed
off,
you?
No. They were driving with their headlights off.
And you flashed them.
Yeah. They turned around and chased them.
Yeah, if they're driving without their headlights off, fuck them. That's their problem. Don't worry about
Riverdale
them.
Especially on Riverdale Road. Fuck that.
They've already made their choice. You just worry about yourself. You let the next person flash them and see what happens.
But yeah, that one's always been there. The one I will talk about is, I think, strictly there. I don't know how many people know about it, but I've lived near that road pretty much my whole life. And I guess there's a story, and it's one of my favorites.
We scared people away.
I think they were making a drug deal in the first place. This one guy's like, I got some purple Urkel, and then I got this purple creeper. What do you want?
Okay.
Who the hell still buys weed from a dealer anymore?
Because he gets the deal at he buys it at Bobito and probably sells. Shit, what am I doing? We're broadcasting this live. Don't, I mean, this is not a place. This is not a place. There is no such place as what I just said.
Anyway. Can we go back
yes,
to the
continue.
Tent?
Yes, continue. Yeah.
Somebody look at the screen and tell me what time it is.
I can't see.
No, I'm talking about on the computer, not time-wise. Time.
Oh.
We'll say 14 minutes. I'll take care of it.
We'll just call them a weed shop. But yes.
So there's this story that happens where you're supposedly driving down Riverdale Road. And there's a two kids that are supposed to be on the back of an ATV. And they're supposed to come out of nowhere and you're supposed to think you're going to hit them. And of course, you swerve and don't hit them.
Right.
But that is a story that at least I heard when I was a kid, that two kids were driving down the road down there, and a speeding car came around a corner. You know that kind of like horseshoe corner that's got the really sharp right turn.
It's got shortly after 104th, right?
Yeah, and it's got the barricades there. There's supposedly a car came speeding around those corners and hit the two kids. And supposedly somewhere on the road around that area.
Oh, I remember reading that one time.
You're supposed to see the ATV or the kids on the side of the road. Like, you're supposed to see the ATV crash on the side of the road. And by the time you get out of the car, it's gone.
That's kind of a powerful apparition if it can bring a freaking ATV
I've
back.
Never seen it, and I haven't met anybody that's seen it. But when I've definitely heard of it. Like I said, I've lived down that road forever. I've heard so many stories.
There's apparently a bunch of kids on the side of the road at some point, but I mean, nothing about an ATV.
There's also a scarecrow.
Oh, geez.
Yep. Haunted scarecrow.
Haunted scarecrow.
Right. He only appears on occasion.
Keeps more than the crows away.
Hasn't been around for what, 13 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Sounds like somebody moved away and got bored, and now there's scarecrow somebody else or somewhere else.
No, so when we were younger, we had this weird obsession with stealing lawn ornaments and shit.
And fucking with people on Riverdale Road.
So,
oh, geez. You never mentioned that part of it.
Yeah, so one day we saw this scarecrow chilling in someone's front yard, so we're like, hey, fuck it. Let's go grab that scarecrow.
What did we name him? I forgot his name. It's been years.
Jim Bob?
Something like that.
Well, yeah, something stupid. Yeah, so we jacked
Jim
him.
Jim Bob sounds good.
We're driving around with a scarecrow just sitting next to us. Like, well, what do we do now with this thing? Like, let's go string it up on Riverdale Road and see what we can scare some people. So, yeah, we found a sign down a long stretch of dark area. Strung it up on one of the signs and just, you know, we kept driving back and forth to see if we could see any cars like reacting to it or anything.
Then we would move him signs down.
So or to the other side of the road. Or
I like it. That's pretty sketchy. But
we made sure he was never up during the day. We always made sure he was down during the day. He was only up at night. We had people that were like missioned on it. It was pretty funny.
Somebody go out and steal it back for you guys. Be like, hey, I got it.
I think we need to do that again.
Yeah, he needs to come back. Has anything ever happened to you guys on those roads?
Other than stupid drivers, no.
See?
Made out with a chick
I've
on that road.
Walked to that road at night. Because, again, I live down there. And I used to not like to be at home. So I used to walk around at night. And I've heard cows and horses. Sorry for the... Wow. That was very
cows
pronounced.
And horses having sex?
No, cows and horses, you know, their moos and neighs and stuff like that coming from a burnt down barn.
Oh, shit.
And I've heard chains around this place called the Hell's Gates. I don't know if that place is still there because, again, there's been renovations over there. But supposedly there was these gates to hell. And a lot of spooky stuff happens there. And all I ever heard was chains, like somebody's trying to lock the gate but couldn't get it locked. But those are the only things that ever happened to me over there. Which are just noises that can be explained if I had probably looked into it more.
Right. Like
there's probably distant cows and horses that I just didn't see. And I was like, they got to be coming from the barn because I was 14 and I wanted it to be true.
Some chains hanging down somewhere near the gate that you couldn't see that were rattling.
Yeah, they were like on
the
back of
the
gate that I wasn't on, the side of the gate I wasn't on or something. So there's always, but I was, you know, 14, 15. I was like, this is crazy. And I ran.
But nice.
But that road's pretty crazy. Any other stories you guys want to talk about?
Mm-hmm. What about Sean, anything growing up in Bailey? Up in the mountains?
No, not really. I mean, there was no local lore. But I will tell you this one thing that happened.
What, you lived in Bailey?
We were very close to part of an entrance to the Roosevelt National Forest. Mm-hmm. And so we would go back in there. That's where sometimes where we would have keggers and shit. And but there was a certain spot right outside one of my friend's houses. It was a little deeper in, and you would see like all these really old, because you could tell when aspen trees
nice and deep, like
when aspen trees have been taken down for a long time, how they look. And there was these squares built out in the middle of the forest. just in spots, like every 20 feet, there'd be another square.
So kind of like a...
Some sort of witch cult used to live out there.
Oh, weird.
Is what it was.
Oh, I was going to say kind of like a corn things from Aliens.
No, no, this was just a dead aspen tree set up, and in the middle sometimes there'd
there's definitely just how you said they were cut out. I was like, so it's kind of like one of those corn. Whatever.
No, every single one of them had to have been.
You guys know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I do.
Crop circle.
Crop circle. Thank you. I was trying to figure out the proper term. Yeah, but no,
these trees.
Colts just... did a completely different thing.
Mm hmm.
Totally.
Yeah, because I grew up in a part of Bailey called Harris Park, just way deep at the end of Highway 43. It's the only one road in and out. So yeah. It's like if a forest fire happened, you're kind of fucked.
That's pretty scary.
Yeah. Luckily, nothing ever happens like that. They've gotten a lot friendlier lately, too, because it's like, I remember when I first moved up there, it was like, welcome to Harris Park, fishing for members only.
Well, I'm going to want to hear from our guest now. Have anything spooky or urban legendary thingy happened to you? Like, did you ever play Bloody Mary or anything?
Yeah, there wasn't anything exciting about that, though.
No, there never is, but I was just wondering.
The only thing that I can think of is the third bridge. Went out with some friends one night, and they say that if you stop...
the third bridge, first off?
It's at Aurora. It's out, I want to say, off of, like, Quincy, and it's where you... I think it's, like, the Sand Creek Massacre or something like that happened out there, so you can actually hear, like, Indian drums late at night. That's kind of cool. I've actually heard that. Okay. But if you like park your car at the beginning of the third bridge, your car will actually roll across the bridge. Like you turn it off and put it in neutral. That's happened to me too. It's pretty cool. I like
that. Oh.
It's not sloped.
Yeah. Are you sure it's not sloped?
Yeah. Uphill.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's okay. Going uphill is
that's kind of cool.
Yeah. We had a friend try and say, oh, it was just the momentum of the car being, you know, you letting off the brake and the car's in
you
neutral.
You had a complete stop. But then again, how often do you roll uphill?
There's no, like,
no
motion
momentum.
Towards going forward. No momentum, thank you.
No.
God, I couldn't think. Retarded sometimes. That's a pretty cool story.
Yeah.
So, Scott, I know you don't believe in ghosts, but do you have, like, a favorite urban legend you've ever heard?
Wait, like, you seriously don't?
No, I'm the skeptic, remember?
Like, I've heard certain things, but it's like, wait... I don't think we've ever actually talked about it, that you really don't?
We talked about it during...
Many a cast, actually.
Yeah, man.
Ghostbuster cast.
Maybe it's just one of those things I just blew up because I'm like, yeah, he's just full of shit. He's lying.
No, Scott's never believed in
ghosts. Fuck you, too.
How could you not, man?
Because I ain't seen shit.
Oh, wow.
And then if you watch those stupid fucking ghost hunter shows, they're all a bunch of fucking annoying bullshit. Right.
Well, those are all made for TV most of the time.
It's just weird to think that you haven't.
Mostly.
What I believe to be my first genuine like ghost encounter happened when I was like very, very little. We were living in that house that Big Daddy and Nana used to have off of, is that Yale? What was that?
No, it was off of Iliff.
Iliff, thank you.
Oh, dude, when was the last time you've been over there?
A long time.
That house is...
It's probably gone.
No, it's still there, but it is literally boarded up and falling to pieces.
Oh, that's sad.
That's
crazy
all
that's
tagged,
still there, though.
So it looks like a haunted house now?
It's all tagged up.
We gotta buy it. Let's go buy it. But, it happened there, and I remember waking up as a little kid, and, like, there was just, like, this... Lady, it was a lady, long blonde flowing hair and a bright pink dress, just the brightest fucking light I've ever seen, and it was like, and she was just hovering there, and then she was just like, it's okay, go back to bed, and I rolled over and went back to bed, and then
that attic room?
Yeah.
Huh.
That's the first time, that's the first legitimate experience I truly remember.
Scariest thing I ever saw in that attic room was a giant black dildo.
That's terrifying.
That is the scariest thing I ever saw in that room.
That's pretty
bad. I mean,
terrifying.
This thing was fucking massive.
That's pretty bad. Tabby, have you ever had a ghost experience?
I felt somebody touch my back while I was using the bathroom one night. That was creepy.
Like a public bathroom or your bathroom?
My bathroom.
Okay. That's creepy.
At the house?
No, this was a long time ago.
Elaborate then. Tell us. Tell us the story.
I was using the bathroom and felt somebody touch my back.
Well, that was a very thrilling story.
I don't know.
Thanks for that.
What a twist.
Some M. Night Shyamalan shit there.
Wow. I was on the edge of my seat the entire time.
I'm still on the edge of my seat.
Okay. All right, well, I guess I'll tell one of my stories then. When I was a kid, I played with a Ouija board once.
Oh, you dumbass.
Whatever. And
that's your fault.
Whatever. I'm not afraid of no ghosts.
That's a double negative. You are afraid of ghosts.
Anyway, so we were playing with the Ouija board, and things happened, I guess. I can't really remember because it was a really long ass time ago. I don't even remember who I was playing it with.
And, wasn't any family?
No. It was friends back in the day.
Was it your Ouija board, or was it somebody else's?
It was somebody else's. It was just a cheap Ouija board.
Milton Parker Bradley. Brothers and shit like that. Well, Bradley, whatever. They're all dooming us all.
It wasn't that cheap, but it was, you know.
Either way, those are straight gateways to hell.
Anyway. Ouija is a copyrighted term. Only one company can actually make Ouija boards.
Everybody else makes makeshift Ouija boards. Like, look what I did. I just drew a bunch of letters on this thing. And
they're not even really technically called Ouija boards. They're called something else, aren't they?
Spirit boards.
Something like that.
I think.
But yeah, anyway. Spirit boards.
Anyway, what
I want a spirit box.
At least that's what they're always called to avoid copyright infringement. That's what they called it on Supernatural, I think, too.
It's still fucked up.
So,
don't do it. Don't
we
do
were
it.
Playing with it.
Yes, and, for Zozo and shit. Don't do it.
Weird things happened, and we ended up breaking it in half and throwing it over somebody's backyard.
What actually happened?
The next morning, I woke up, and it was outside of my window.
On the roof.
Oh. On the roof.
Not torn in half.
Not, yeah, it was. I've told this story to Scott many a times. on my roof, completely. And it freaked me out. I ended up burning it, and then after that, it was fine. Nothing happened.
That's some
so,
shit.
So, well, really, the only message I got is to burn your
you
Ouija boards after
that
you're
shit.
Done.
Yeah, but what you need to really do before you do
it
that
me
is
out.
you need to tell that spirit to leave.
Yeah, fuck that.
And then burn the Ouija board.
No, he became my friend. His name was George. You should scoot forward a little. You're pulling again.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was burping.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to burp in the microphone, but now everybody fucking knows. So,
anyway, but I named the supposedly when I was a kid. I don't know if it's true, but I either made up or it actually happened. There was a ghost that followed me around
named
George.
Nice.
Yeah. Like,
was
he
curious?
Weird thing. No. Weird things happened.
Hat?
Like I put a cigarette. In, I had this green neon skull that I like made a body for that had a avalanche. It was an avalanche jersey and some jeans.
Like a candy skull?
No, it was a foam skull.
Okay.
And it was missing a tooth.
Oh.
And I put a cigarette in its tooth, and it literally sucked in. If that makes sense, like
it
there's a difference.
The cigarette?
There's a difference between a cigarette just sitting there burning and it actually being inhaled.
Yeah, you actually see the cherry.
Yeah, and it
up
did that. It lit up and it sucked it in. And when I pulled it away, like it didn't like blow out like a normal
awesome
cigarette would, but it did come out of the mouth of the skull. So I left it there for like a week and named it George, and a lot of weird shit happened, hence why I broke the Ouija board.
Way to waste
then it
of
came
a cigarette,
back,
but still, good experiment.
Then it came back, and then I burned the Ouija board, and then he went away, and nothing ever happened again after that. So it could have just been, you know, a kid wanting ghosts to be real, but those are my experiences, and that's actually happened to me. The only other experiences happened at my grandpa's house.
When what was that?
Me and my cousin built a fort out of a sheet. We stapled it to the wall, and we tucked it into the chair of the couch. And we were going up to get a glass of water, and there was a blue figure at the top of the stairs. So we ran back underneath the sheets, and we heard steps come down the stairs, and then the sheets fell off the wall with no holes or anything from the staples or anything. Like, we never actually stapled the sheet. Stuff like that.
All right. Yeah.
So I believe in ghosts.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not ghosts, but spirits in general.
That's crazy.
So, yeah.
I like it. I mean, that's terrifying, but I like it.
It's not terrifying. It's interesting.
I mean, he even fixed the wall for you guys.
Well, no, the staples were still in the wall.
Oh, he just ripped it right out the sheet, and the sheet was just like...
Yeah, the sheet didn't have any holes. The yeah. sheet just fell. The staples were still where we stapled it, and it just fell. It, like, was untucked from the couch, and it fell from the sheet, or from the wall. It just, like, kind of, like, wrapped around us real quick.
Wow.
It was really fucking weird. I could have my cousin Steven vouch for me, but he doesn't... We don't talk anymore.
1.5.
Yeah, because of drugs and alcohol mainly.
Yeah.
Damn.
He got bad. But anyway, yeah. we're not going to talk about that. So nothing scary has ever happened to you, Scott.
I've been trying to think this whole time and...
Nothing even like... not supernatural. Like... What is that damn word?
Paranormal?
No. When you're skeptic about something. When you do something in routine because you're afraid of something. Like people,
superstition?
There you go. Nothing superstitious has ever happened to you either?
No.
Never walked under a ladder and almost got hit by a car?
No.
Nice.
Never bought a lighter and the Broncos lose? Anything like that?
I buy lots of things in the Broncos.
All right, touche. So am I the only one with ghost stories here? Any other ghost stories that's happened to people?
More than just the one so far, yeah. I mean, I haven't experienced
All right,
too
well,
much,
then let's go back to the urban legends. Do you guys have any other favorite urban legends, even if they've never happened to you? Just
yeah.
ones you've heard, like you thought were cool?
My stepdad used to tell me about the Banshee or something like that in San Luis Valley.
Explain.
I don't know. That's pretty much all he would tell us. Like, I guess she would
just
fly
there's
around
a Banshee
and,
down there, and that's
well,
it.
Stories
like,
are
what kind
riveting.
Of story?
I think that might have been what they made
no,
that movie
she would,
about.
Like, I guess, like, fly around or something like that and peer in people's windows, and if
Whoa,
you
yeah.
looked into her eyes, she would take your soul.
Okay. That's been a Catholic... urban legend for years, or not Catholic, a Celtic urban legend from Ireland. That
nice.
Banshees come from Ireland, if you didn't know that.
No, I did not.
Yes, they hail from Ireland.
When she said San Luis Valley, that's when I thought it was like, oh, shit, that must have been that movie that they were talking about with the ghost hunters in Colorado. I think they made a movie about that Banshee, but I'm not positive.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, there is definitely a movie about some ghost hunters going down to San Luis Valley once you said it.
But
I
yeah,
like,
if you
I
look,
think that's the place.
If you look into Banshees, that's an Irish lore.
I will have to check that out. I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Banshees are crazy.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I like Banshees. They're freaking creepy. They just scream at you and shit like that. They're
just like, what is it?
Old, creepy-looking ladies. Sometimes they can be pretty, but most of the time they're really old. And they're usually... They usually either scream at you, steal your soul, like you said, or eat children.
It's kind of like the Wendigo.
A Wendigo is, I believe, a type of banshee.
I believe so. It's definitely a Native American lore, too.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Ever since I did that.
But it's basically the same thing. But again, most urban legends and stories like that, for some odd reason, can be found, you know, worldly.
Oh, yeah, that was the crazy thing about that game that I was telling you guys about last year, Until Dawn. And it ended up being secretly about Wendigos.
So what, like, brought you to, like, liking that story so much? Just how creepy it was, or...?
I think it was just the way my stepdad would tell me and my little brother about it all the time.
Very passionate about it?
Kind of, yeah. He'd always tell us, you know, just to be a jerk, I'm going to take you down to the San Luis Valley and make you stare into the eyes of the Banshee.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful dad.
Brutal.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks for the years of trauma.
Right.
John, favorite urban legend?
It has to be definitely the one about the lady in the scarf. This guy's driving down this road. And he picks up this lady who looks like she might have just been abandoned on a blind date, or she's coming home from some sort of prom or something.
So she's usually elegantly dressed.
Yeah, she's in a lovely dress and this scarf. And then this guy picks her up. He tells her where to go. And he's driving her along the whole way. When he drops her off, he watches her walk inside. And then as he's driving off, he realizes, oh, she left her scarf. So he goes into the front door and he knocks and takes the scarf to the door. He's like, oh, I'm sorry, I just dropped somebody off here and they left this scarf in the car. And the elderly people that answer are just freaking out. And they're like, oh, shit, that's our daughter's scarf. She was buried with that scarf.
That's a creepy story right there.
So it's like, that's, I don't know what it is, but that's just one of my favorites. Something
that's
very
pretty freaking
different.
Terrifying, actually. Yeah. That, I would freak out if that ever happened to me. Exactly. That kind of reminds me of the one that, like, if you look in your back window, like, you drive past a hitchhiker and you don't pick them up, all of a sudden they're in your back seat or something like that.
With an axe.
Well, it doesn't always have to be an axe.
Yeah, but they're still in the back seat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that goes along with the one where you stop at a gas station.
That's the one with the axe.
And leave. And then someone's following you, flashing their lights and shit, or trying to warn you someone's in your back seat.
Yeah. That's that.
That
yeah.
Or they're trying to.
That one's always it. Creeped me out. I've always checked my back seat at night.
Yeah. See? There you go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I've always checked my back seat at
any
night.
Any other favorite urban legends?
I've always liked the hook hand one, the escaped asylum patient that.
Explain. Tell the urban legend. Tell us.
Jesus Christ, it's getting smoky.
That's
back
what
here.
Happens when you smoke meat.
Yeah.
I can barely see all the people here.
It has gotten quite foggy.
It's a meat fog.
It smells so good.
Meat fog.
Told you we'd be talking about meat again in the podcast somewhere.
I need another fucking Mountain Dew is what I fucking need. Waitress.
She doesn't check on us enough. She's afraid of our podcast.
She might have been replaced by the other person, too.
No, she's still right there. I see her through the fog.
Through the meat fog.
That reminds me of who made John Carpenter made the fog?
I thought he was going to say Sean Connery.
Or did he make the mist?
No, he made the fog.
He made the fog. Okay.
Well, real quick, while I'm thinking of this, I want to say fuck Alex Trebek.
Oh, yeah, you said that earlier, and I do not understand why.
Fuck Alex Trebek. All right, so there was a contestant on the show the other day.
Okay.
And I guess in her bio or whatever, she mentioned she liked nerdcore rap. So during the show, he asks her, you know, what does that mean? And so she tells him, you know, it's, you know, people that rap about things that they love, like sci-fi and... you know, comic books, things of that nature. He's like, oh, so you mean losers?
Oh, damn.
Fuck you, Alex Trebek.
It's like, fuck you.
Nerd Cubed has one word for you. Fuck you. I guess that's two words, but you can combine them and it can be one.
Another two words? Suck it.
I'm not going DX on him, goddammit.
No, we're going Turd Ferguson. No, well, no, I guess that is Sean Connery, isn't it? Suck it, Trebek.
Fuck your mother.
Oh, fuck your mother, Trebek.
You
That's Sean
v.
Connery, actually.
Yeah, it's like you voted V, which is the Roman numeral for 5. You win. What did you bet? Suck it, Trebek.
That's not what your mother said last night, Trebek. Anyway, continue.
Oh, yeah, so anyways, basically just centers around couples out at like a, you know, lookout point type place.
Mm-hmm.
And over the radio they hear... warning that a patient has escaped the mental asylum and they have a hook on their hand and they're dangerous, be on the lookout, this, that, and you know, they just kind of keep going along. They start hearing scraping noises on the outside of the car, so they get a little freaked out and you know, they hear it again. Guy gets out to go look and sees scratches up and down the car, jumps in the car real quick. They take off, and when they get back to, you know, wherever they're going, they find the hook attached to either the bumper or the door handle, or, you know, there's so many different versions.
Yeah, I've heard a way brutaler version.
Oh,
like
the guy kills the guy.
He kills the guy, he hangs him from the tree, and the girl drives away and the hook's
in
the...
And then the scraping is his hands across the roof of the car.
Car, yeah.
Or his feet, yeah. Or whatever.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of different versions.
Yeah, there's a ton of versions of that.
Mine was more the made-for-TV version.
Yeah. But you got the point across. But, See, do you have any popular urban legends that are
Pop
your
Rocks
favorites?
Pop Rocks and Pepsi.
Pop Rocks and Pepsi. It's hilarious.
I think my favorite was the one I heard about a guy in Arkansas getting hit by a train. And he will walk up and down the train tracks holding a Green Lantern.
Was his name Hal Jordan?
Huh. Is he fighting for peace and honor?
No darkness shall escape his sight.
Powered by will. Sorry, I could not make a Green Lantern joke there.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, my favorite urban legend would have to be probably the Bloody Mary one. Only because of, like, there's so many different versions. I mean, there's the Candyman version. What? I'm okay. He needs one. There's the, you know, Candyman version where you say Candyman five times, he comes and kills you.
That movie always freaked me the fuck out.
Or Bloody Mary.
Yeah, Bloody Mary, you look in the mirror, same thing. Those ones kind of always freaked me out because, like, other than Beetlejuice, I didn't want to really say anybody's name too many times when I was younger. I was like, I don't know who's going to come kill me. I don't fucking say Bill Murray five times and all of a sudden he's in my house. That'd be cool, but if he's trying to kill me, I don't want that to happen.
Right, and that one kind of, for me, even goes along with the whole being in the dark and strange places thing.
Oh, okay. From last cast?
Yeah.
Or whatever cast?
Yeah. Whatever. It'll be last one. We'll put this one out after it.
From what now?
When he said that he's afraid of being in strange places in the dark?
Yeah.
The whole Bloody Mary and all that kind of comes into play. It starts freaking him out.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're in a dark bathroom.
Gotta have some sort of light.
If you have light, you're cheating.
Yeah, you're definitely cheating. You're not supposed to have light. But, yeah, those always kind of freaked me out. Just, yeah, I didn't want anybody to pop up behind me. Like, because that's always been something that's freaked me out in, like, ghost movies and horror movies and stuff like that. Is that when, like, somebody's looking in the mirror, like, say the medicine cabinet's opened a little bit, and they're standing alone, and they shut the cabinet, and it's already all of a sudden right next to them. That always makes me jump in a horror movie. I don't know why.
You always
even at
know
this
it's
age,
coming.
I'm all, oh, Jesus.
Sometimes you
God
jump
damn
and
it,
they close
I even
medicine.
Felt the buildup. I heard the music coming, and it still got me. Motherfucker.
But then it even fucks you up sometimes even more when they close it, and it's not there. You're like, son of a bitch, when's it coming?
Yeah, you still jump. You're like,
then they turn around
no.
and say, God damn it.
There it was.
You jump for no reason, and then when it actually happens, you're like, oh, I already got scared for no reason. Now I'm not scared. I missed the jump. I was preemptive. Premature on the jump.
Exactly.
Ow. Nice.
That happens.
Anybody else got any questions? I can't be the only one asking questions.
Oh, man.
I feel like I'm, like, dominating this cast right now, and I feel bad.
Man.
That's fine. I'm trying to think, and I'm just like... That one, there's a...
You're the Eric of this cast.
I guess so. Today I am. So,
Hey, look, a squirrel. Sorry.
Mr.
That's what happens when you do a podcast outside. Right.
Mr. Attention Span there.
Are there any other local places you know to be... Well, I've heard to be haunted?
The Stanley Motel?
Oh, yeah, I forgot we do have the Stanley Motel here, don't we?
That is true.
Hotel or motel?
Hotel, sorry. I said motel for some odd reason.
Yes, you did.
It's hotel.
My bad.
Stanley Hotel.
Definitely a hotel.
Yes.
I don't know.
Motels are where Norman Bates kills you.
Yeah.
Hotels are where ghosts kill you.
I've always supposedly heard there's a ghost that shows up in the tower at Brittany Hill.
I've heard that story, too. Brittany Hill is this weird restaurant thing. That used to be...
It was a restaurant, and now it's an event center.
It used to be something way before that, though. It used to be something, like, major, like some kind of, like, dance hall or something when it first started.
I've always known
but it's in Thornton.
It'd be a restaurant of sorts.
But yeah,
it just sits up on this random tall-ass hill.
In the middle of Thornton, right next to Thornton High School. And yeah, it's always been told to be haunted. And I don't know. All I know is that their eggs suck.
I've never even been in there.
Yeah, I've never been
there. I've eaten there for my senior breakfast at Vantage Point High School, And we went up there for a senior breakfast, and it was terrible.
And that had to have been right before it shut down for a long time.
What, Bryn Hill? Yeah.
Damn.
Do you think it shut down because of the ghosts?
No, probably because the food sucked ass.
Yeah, probably more than
that. They weren't making any money.
And now it's a wedding hall and a photography hall and, yeah, and a restaurant still.
New owners and all that stuff.
Any other story, like local ones you know about?
I can't think of anything that's local. It's,
well, there's supposedly there's all those tunnels below downtown Denver that connect like the Capitol to the Brown Palace Hotel and a bunch of other places that are supposedly
haunted.
Is
that confirmed or is that
those tunnels are actually there? Yeah, they're actually.
What are they for?
They were used to like transport things between buildings and stuff easily, and
it's like I've never heard of this before, just letting you know.
So politicians could get from the Capitol to the Brown Palace Hotel with their hookers without being seen.
Yeah,
hot. That's hot. It's hot.
And just like a well.
But what's the urban legend behind them? Are they haunted now, or
yeah,
have been like hookers died?
Yeah, supposedly
down there?
People have, you know, gotten killed down there because, you know, that would have been like what. 20s, 30s, 40s.
Yeah, know. I'm trying to remember what that... There was an episode of Ghost Adventures where they went down to a house that is now like an event center type situation where they will feed you and stuff like that, and they had a whole meal there, and then they went down the basement and somebody was... a couple of spirits were talking about how they were killed by certain things. A
couple of spirits were talking about it?
A couple of spirits were talking to them. They were using spirit boxes
okay,
and stuff.
I heard you now. I just heard you wrong.
Oh, no, it's okay.
Like,
yeah,
spirits
it's...
are talking to reporters now? That's awesome.
No, yeah, it was somewhere downtown, because it was actually right close to where apparently a famous duel took place where this one lady who ran a brothel killed this other lady or something like that. Or did she kill a dude? I can't remember, but either way, she was one of the most predominant pimps, if you will, at the time.
Madams.
Most, huh?
It'd be madam.
Well, yeah, she was definitely a madam for sure. But yeah, she killed some people.
Isn't the Molly Brown house supposed to be haunted too?
Which one? The summer home? The regular? No.
The one that's got the hidden stairway.
Yeah.
I believe
one of them
so.
Is. I believe one of them is supposed to be
I didn't
haunted.
Know there was more than one.
There's a summer home that she had off of Wadsworth and Yale that they use as an event center.
Huh. Yeah, I just know the one that has the hidden doorway downstairs and all that crap.
Do you know any more local?
I've heard about, I can't remember if it's East High School or South High School, but I know both of them have the big towers on the top.
Mm-hmm.
About a girl hanging herself the night of prom. And they had to close off the access to that tower because they say that it's haunted.
Damn.
Probably just because none of the teachers want to walk up there. They're, I'm not teaching up there. I'm not from Hogwarts.
Right.
Yeah, and there's no reason to go up there.
Fuck that. What about any national stories? You guys know any more national ones?
Well,
like, I know one in Georgia. There's a pirate house out there that's supposedly haunted with a bunch of the slave trade ghosts and stuff like that. And then, of course, Gettysburg, obviously.
Well, and I've been to Eastern State Penitentiary, and if there's any fucking haunted place out there, it's that fucking
You should
place.
Elaborate a little bit on that place. That place is cool. You bought me a shirt from there. I don't even know where that shirt went. But
I bought you both a shirt from there.
Yeah.
So explain it a little bit.
It's just a old prison that, you know, they obviously isn't used anymore. It's where Al Capone was kept.
Okay.
And it's... I mean, it's just creepy as hell. The cells are tiny and falling apart. There's roots growing in. And
nice.
Looks all...
I want to go stay the night there.
And like, some of the places are still kind of in okay condition. Like, you can... They didn't let you go in, but you could see into, like, the old medical ward and stuff. And just... You could... You just get a creepy feeling seeing all the old medical... equipment still just sitting there.
Okay.
And, Al Capone's old cell was still decked out the way it was when he was there.
So they like is it just a place that just shut down for no reason or?
No, I mean it got shut down because of the inhumane treatment. Like they would take prisoners. Like there was no heating, and all of the cells basically were just boxes with a doorway that would lead outside to like a 3x3 area, so they could, that would be their, where they could go outside. And like little sunroofs, so, you know, snow and shit would come right in. One of the punishments is like they would hose people down and just
wow,
fucking freeze, basically.
Just damn, fucked people up over there.
Oh,
damn,
yeah.
So, yeah, I could tell that place would be haunted.
Oh, yeah. All
so it's one
of
those
fucked
famous fucked up
stuff,
places like Alcatraz, then.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I think it even predates that.
Oh, okay. So we're talking like
wasn't
beginning
Al Capone in
of
Alcatraz
America
too?
Times.
Yeah, beginning of like the current like penitentiary. It would Eastern State was used as what is all, basically the current setup for prisons, like style wise, breaking it into like cell blocks and things like that.
Oh, okay.
Creepy. That's crazy.
And I believe they even do a haunted house in it now.
We gotta try to get up there one year. That'd be awesome.
Damn. Yeah, that could be a truly haunted house. Ah.
Any national ones from you?
Not that I could think of. I mean, besides his whole Eastern State Penitentiary. Otherwise, like, it would be nice to go out to Gettysburg sometime, take a tour of that area, see what you can see. There's always people getting really good evidence out there.
Okay. Well, since we've been on the whole urban legend ghost kick, I think it's time for the list.
Yeah, we probably want to make it lit quick because it's already
yeah,
four
I looked
until...
At, I looked at the time. We're getting really close to when you got to get to work. Yeah. So let's make it a quick list. We'll just do 1, 2, 3. We won't really talk about it. Scott, do you have any favorite horror movies? Whoa. Or not horror movie, ghost movies?
Casper.
Okay. Keep going. That's one.
Let's just go around. So
okay, Casper.
The only one that I can think of that I've actually seen is 13 Ghosts.
Very nice.
You weren't supposed to take that one.
It's okay. She can take it.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to go with... oh, man. I really enjoyed The Conjuring.
Conjuring? That's a really good movie.
It was.
I really liked it.
I like Ed and Lorraine Warren. That's exactly why, though.
Mine would be Poltergeist. Because nice. Poltergeist is badass.
Would Amityville Horror count?
Yes. Okay. That is a ghost movie.
Original. Not the Ryan Reynolds.
Not Ryan Reynolds? I like the Ryan Reynolds
one. Oh, yeah, it was good, but I'm talking original.
Okay, original.
The scariest part in the Ryan Reynolds one was where you've made him hold the wood while he
was cutting
it.
Oh, yeah. That part was fucking intense.
Number two. You got a two?
The one that the Stanley Hotel is based off of.
Shining.
Shining.
The Shining.
Yes. The Shining.
The Shining.
You can also go comedy. It doesn't have to be horror. Just letting you know, that also opens up things. You can even be the dramatic kind and go...
Right, I said Casper, for God's sake.
Yeah, see? So it's open.
Funny.
We're open to this, okay. Just letting you know. All right, number two.
Oh, man. I'll go with House on Haunted Hill. I really like that movie, even though a lot of people didn't really care. I think
House on Haunted Hill was the one that was
times.
Kind of fakeish, though.
Well, yeah, but it?
It
was a remake of the original House on Haunted Hill because Jeffrey Rush was playing something Price... And
Vincent
it wasn't,
Price.
He wasn't Vincent Price. His name was something else Price. Okay. But that was basically who he was supposed to be.
Okay.
And Jeffrey Rush pulled it off nicely.
Okay.
Had a great cast. Of
so Vincent do you like Jensen the original or the remake?
I like the remake a lot more.
Okay. My second would have to be Pet Cemetery. Would that count as ghost or is that more zombie?
I don't know. That's a bringing back the dead movie because what you put up there ain't exactly what you get back.
Yeah, but the reason why it comes back is it doesn't get filled with the evil spirits of the dead Indians,
the pissed off Indians.
Yeah, and that's the reason why it comes back
the
is vengeance.
Indigenous people.
Would that count? Are we counting that or no?
I mean,
should I go a different route?
Possession is definitely ghost and spirit related. I would say.
Oh, nice.
Because technically, what they're doing is possessing the dead body.
Yeah. Okay, so ghost. Okay. So that would be my number two is Pet Cemetery. The original.
Scary Movie 2.
That's his three. All right, Scary Movie 2. That's a good one. Want me to suck your dick? I got it myself. Sorry.
It's like it's not so much a movie as much as it's an experience. This one time I was in pottery class, and I felt these firm hands behind mine help me make this bowl. There was
that's ghost. Shut up.
Oh, shut up. No, that's definitely not my favorite movie.
Okay, well, hold on. It's hers. You're skipping.
Totally got that one from me. That's the only one other one I can think of is Ghost.
So third is Ghost?
Yes.
We're going to... Okay.
Nice.
It's actually... it's story-wise, it's okay. It was just way too dramatic for me.
That's it's a chick flick, of course.
Right? Totally. God.
Yeah, it was gonna be
but it was cool. A vengeful ghost coming back to try to save his girlfriend ends up killing some other guy. And those weird shadowy creatures that take him off at the end kind of actually scared the shit out of me when I was a kid.
Right. Yeah, and until recent events, it definitely would have been Ghost Dad, but I don't...
So you're number three.
Let's see here. That's a, I mean, trying to think of the good one. I guess I'll just have to go classic. I'll go Ghost Story. Like, I really enjoyed the book. The movie wasn't as good, but it still had some very scary elements to it and didn't stray too far from the book. Just an old English tale called Ghost Story.
So my third, which is so funny that none of you guys said it, and since it's about the last one.
Did I say three? I thought I only said two.
You said a three.
You said Casper first.
Casper, Scary Movie 2.
And,
Amityville.
Amityville Horror, yes.
Well, I have an honorable mention after you do your last
Maybe.
One.
Maybe. I'm surprised nobody else said this out of our group, but my favorite ghost movie would be Ghostbusters.
Oh. Oh, my God. Wow. Go
just,
figure.
Just saying that right now.
I guess you're right, son of a bitch.
So
any of them.
So honorable mention, Frighteners.
Ooh, Frighteners, yeah, Frighteners was a very good one.
Frighteners was awesome. That's with Michael J. Fox, right?
If I would have thought of that one earlier,
Michael Jackson,
it would have been in my list.
I meant Peter Jackson.
I meant Peter Jackson and Michael J. Fox.
Where's Michael Jackson coming from?
Well, he's a ghost now.
Michael J. Jackson.
Well, Scott, since we got to wrap this up, buddy, would you like to do the honors?
What, punching you in the dick?
No, saying goodbye, like your sign-off, you dick.
No, I don't want to.
All right, I guess we're going to keep going. Sean's going to be late, really, really late.
No, it won't be too bad.
It's only 4:02.
We'll be okay. But yeah, other than that, I think things been. This was a good episode. With
anybody other movies or stories you want to say?
Nah, I think we're good.
Okay, Ghostbusters 2.
Yeah, so
Ghostbusters extended cut. I don't know. What else do we need to say?
Yeah. So guys, make sure you come check out Jake's. This place is awesome. Thank you guys for letting us record here. If anyone happens to listen to the episode.
Oh yeah.
If you guys. Have listened to other earlier podcasts, check out Ecto Tours. Listen to our other podcasts for the information, because I'm not going to dig up the number again.
Very true. So, yeah, do all that. If you guys have any ideas for lists or anything,
please
hit us up on Facebook. And until next time, guys, keep it nerdy.